Hi guys, I wanted to come on here and talk about my name. It's been a long time coming, and I don't exactly have this planned out, so I guess we'll just see how it goes. When I was 19, I met a man at work. It was Valentine's Day. And I worked in an office. He set down a note and a box of chocolates and just kind of left. And he did it in such a way to where he made sure that I wouldn't have time to stop him or ask questions or anything. I would just have to read the note. The note introduced himself, gave me his number, and yeah. We started dating. Well, actually, we started hanging out. I didn't think I was interested. He just wasn't my type. I wasn't really attracted to him or anything. But I was going through a hard time. I feel like I'm always going through a hard time. That's why I make these decisions. And eventually, he kind of gave me an ultimatum, because when we would hang out, it really was just hanging out. It was just talking and stuff. But he gave me an ultimatum that us hanging out would have to go somewhere in order for him to continue hanging out with me. So I let him in, and I don't know, became snuggle buddies, I guess. Of course, one thing led to another, and sex eventually came into the conversation, and that happened. And before you knew it, we were a couple. Everything with him felt really comfortable, and that was different for me, because any other relationship I had been in was just this crazy kind of Romeo and Juliet hysterical love, and it felt nice. I thought maybe this is what adult love was. It was comfortable. It felt like the best parts of being alone, but with someone else. And he had his own house because he was 7 years older than me. And it wasn't so much that I moved in, it was that I stayed over and never really left. We got married before I turned 21. In fact, just like a month or so before I turned 21. And yeah, he was very sweet at first. Our wedding photographer talked about how he always had a hand on me, like his arm around me, his hand petting mine, something. And it was like that for a while. And then in just a year or two after we got married, I got pregnant and I had a miscarriage, and I didn't conceive again for years. And then our marriage kind of started falling apart. He wasn't touching me as much. We weren't talking. Just more and more when we would go out to lunch or something, as we did quite a bit. Technology was advancing to where now you could have Facebook on your phone and all these things. And after a certain point, our lunch dates that used to be us holding hands across the table and smiling and looking at each other and talking. Now we're silent with him just typing or scrolling on his phone, not touching me, not even eating a bite of food until I was almost finished with mine. He took so long. And I wasn't allowed to say anything about it. I tried and he'd get angry at me. Not to mention, I don't want to be anyone's mother, not like that. So I just did my best to be nice and understanding and forgiving. When we first got together, when we would go out at first, we would just walk and talk and be happy looking at things and just being together. And then a few years into the marriage, and he would tell me that he was happy to go do whatever I wanted to do, but he wanted me to hurry up so that he could go home and play the video games that he played every single night. The summer I turned 25, I kind of had a bit of a quarter life crisis, I guess. That was when I did the most drinking and smoking pot, and I dyed my hair green, the whole bit. And I'd have friends over quite a bit, to do just that, drinking and smoking. And at the time we had a pool, so drinking, smoking, listening to music while in a swimming pool. And he never wanted to join. He would have rather stayed inside and played video games, despite the fact that some of these people he was better friends with than I was. I mean, we had to beg him to come hang out with us. And I found that really hurtful. He never wanted to go do anything. The thought of going out to a movie, wasn't really a thing for him. He always thought it was too expensive and it wasn't the sort of date he'd want to take me on. Not that we had many dates, anyways. And I got to the realization that I wasn't happy in our marriage. I wasn't being doted on anymore, and I couldn't quite put my finger on why I was so unhappy. And I thought, maybe we just need to get away. We haven't done anything since we got married, really. We've just worked, gone out to lunch, walked around the mall, stuff like that, and that was about it. So I decided to plan a vacation. We went to California, went to Disneyland, Universal, a whole bunch of stuff that I thought would be really fun. Not to mention, being a little, I wasn't getting the interaction that I wanted as a little. Now, when we got married, he didn't really know much about BDSM, and I thought I could teach him. I thought I could make him into the dom that I wanted, and I was wrong. You can't teach someone to want to be a dom. They have to want it first. You can teach them, mechanical things or whatever, but you can't teach someone to want to be a dom. But when things were good, he told me that he didn't want me to call him daddy, but he wanted me to call him big brother, and that felt really nice. when it worked out. But as time went on, it became all too clear that that was just a sexual thing. And once the sex was over and I wanted to still be cute and little and in color, then he wasn't interested. But I thought maybe this vacation would help open things up and we could have romance again. We went on vacation and he was angry the whole time. He was angry that he couldn't smoke. Because, you know, can't bring pot on the plane and stuff. So he couldn't smoke the whole time and he was using it to self-medicate. And he just said that he would have rather stayed home. And that really hurt. And I tried so hard to just put on a happy face. I tried to be excited. I took all kinds of pictures and it just didn't work. Once we got back home, I thought, this is it. I've tried. I can't do anything more. And him and I had always been an open marriage, and I did have someone I was seeing. I say seeing. I had an online dom, and I thought, you know, him and I could be happy. I think this marriage is going to end. But within a month of me being home, like less than a month, I got pregnant. I remember the night it happened. He was angry again. He wasn't like abusing me or anything, but he was just so angry. And it just was so draining to be around him, and I just wanted him to be happy. So I offered myself up. I remember laying across the bed, trying not to cry, just letting him do what he wanted. Unfortunately, that pregnancy didn't. I didn't miscarry as much as I wanted to at the time. I really prayed to miscarry because I can't do abortion, so I didn't miscarry. And even though I was done, I still wanted to try because we were going to have a baby. I remember telling him that I wanted romance. And he told me that there wasn't any mystery between us for romance. He says now that he doesn't remember that, but it's something I've had to live with. So, people around me who sort of knew that I was having trouble told me that having the baby might help. He might change. I was really waiting for that. It didn't happen. I remember when we first got together, how he'd talk about pregnant women, about how they glow. And just he thought they were pretty. But he never told me I glowed. I was really hoping for that. I was hoping that he'd be excited and I'd have the pregnancy that you see on YouTube, where these men are so excited and they just spoil their wives, and I just didn't get that. That was really hard. Then, nearly exactly 2 years later, I had a second baby with him. And this time things were worse. I wasn't working because the first baby was so hard. Our eldest has autism. And that's made things very difficult. So I wasn't working when I got pregnant the second time, and I wanted to enjoy my baby because I didn't think I'd ever have any. So when I was pregnant with our second, he was just that much worse. He just would tell me that pregnancy, when I'm pregnant, my IQ goes down like 10 points, and it's just so frustrating to be around me. And that really hurt. He would tell me that I wasn't the woman he married, and he was excited for me to not be pregnant anymore so that he could theoretically have the woman he married back. I always tried to be just as calm and non-confrontational as possible, but it really hurt, and I didn't realize that I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. One day, and this is after our second was born, I was rewatching American Horror Story season 1. It's a comfort series to me. We've always known that we have a lot of similarities with the Harmons from season 1. It had always been sort of a joke. She had a miscarriage. It put strain on their marriage. She got a dog. I got a dog. But this time, it was different. At one point, he said, "She's crazy." And I asked him why. And he just went on to explain that I don't even know. But of course, he compared her to me. And he admitted to not being in love with me. It really stung, probably more than it should have, because I hadn't been in love with him for a very long time, but just hearing it out loud in that way was really difficult. So I'm sure as much as everyone is pitying me right now, I'm sure you're wondering what this has to do with anything. Well, the thing is, my name that you all know me by, Fornication, that's my last name. The name I got justify being married to him is Forney. And I don't want to be associated with that anymore. When we first got together, where we worked, I kind of lost my identity. A lot of people didn't and still don't know my name, even though they know me. They just know me as his wife. So, I want to rebrand. I just don't know what I'd pick. I don't really have a name for myself anymore. So I'm asking my community and those who know me best to help me rebrand, help give me a name that can be mine for this community. Thank you.